Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live,
the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Hey, fellow foodies, what a spectacular Saturday afternoon. And all I have to say is the day is finally here for all of those fellow foodies who pledge our allegiance to pork every single day. The Super Bowl for bacon is on. We are broadcasting live from the Arizona Bacon Fest here on the driving range of the Randolph Golf Course. The gates just swung open. We got Ruster Tours all over Southern Arizona coming up with their greatest bacon-inspired best. We've got distillers, we've got brewers, and we've got live music. The party is here. A few tickets still left to sell, so come on down to Randolph Golf Course. We're right on the driving range. We're going to be celebrating pork and all of its porkdom in this live broadcast of On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Now, coming back to the show in his second appearance, that means he must have done something right the first time he was on the show. Sitting in now this afternoon is our celebrity co-host from Tucson Grill Cleaning, our good friend Ron Beaton is here. Ron, how are you?
Hello, Matt. Hello, everyone here at the Arizona Bacon Fest. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. I mean, when you're thinking about bacon and pork and grilling and searing and smoking, you think about what it is that you actually do for a living, and you, sir, are responsible for the health and welfare and well-being of everybody's grills who take grilling seriously. Tell us a little bit about Tucson Grill Cleaning. How are things going these days?
Oh, they're going wonderfully. And thanks for bringing up the health aspect, too. A lot of people forget that once they have a cleaner grill, the flavors come out better. And a lot of, especially the restaurateurs and our commercial colleagues, see that. The chefs of Tucson see, okay, this is what it takes to actually have those true flavors come through as a good, clean grill.
Exactly. And, you know, when you're throwing on a ribeye on a Saturday, right, you don't want to be tasting the tilapia that you cooked 4 months ago. And I'm calling out my neighbors. You know exactly who you are. Call Tucson Grill Cleaning. But you're right. I mean, every grilling experience has to be fundamentally a distinct experience in and of itself. And the cleanliness matters when it comes to grilling for you and your family.
It certainly does. And we recommend do not grill salmon before grilling filet mignon, please. The faux pas of faux pas, for sure.
Now, you know, I'm sure some of these guys out here grilling are probably a little nervous because Ron Beaton's in the house. You know, I saw you sort of looking around, spying on some people, taking notes. I mean, but we got some clean people here today.
They should be a little nervous because, you know, really, we're the guys who know whether or not what they have is truly clean or not.
Right.
And quite frankly, though, the clientele we have are fantastic. We do, of course, commercial, but also residential, and we're more than happy to help in any way, shape, or form. We see the dirt, and we take care of it.
I would say, Ron, that this is probably, you know, of the two or three times a year that someone really should take this job seriously and leave it to professionals, this is the perfect year to call because, you know, my grill has taken a beating this summer. Guilty as charged. And I'm not showing any signs of lightening up in the fall because fall is a great grilling season.
Right.
This is a great time to take a break and restore the beauty, the luster that is begging to come out of your grill at home.
Absolutely. And of course, not only do we do the cleaning, which is our mainstay, that's our bread and butter, but we also do repairs and just recently started installations and sales. And we're more than happy to assist with any clients who have questions, of course. You can call, visit our website. There's a lot of great information there. Very clear pricing as well. And also a kind of flavor, pardon the pun, of what our company is all about.
Yeah, you know, and I almost kind of get this this concierge convenience aspect to your business as well. Because when I had you guys out to Bravely take my grill apart and find things there that I had thought I had lost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
while you guys were out there doing what you do best, I actually had a chance to kind of page through a catalog.
Uh-huh.
And you sell grill products and accessories as well. So while you're cleaning the grill, I'm reading the whole story about Tucson Grill Cleaning. And if I want to buy mitts, if I want to buy temperature gauges, if I want to, you know, buy a new, you know, covering blanket. You have everything there is.
We do, we do. And actually, going back to your grill, no offense.
Must we?
No, no. We still think there's a tech hidden back there somewhere we lost along the way. But in all seriousness, yes, of course, we have accessories as well. One of our biggest sellers, if you can believe it or not, is a pack rat trap that's electronic. It's like high-tech and da-da-da. But many times we come out to houses and find that because of pack rat activity, they've chewed through the wires and they've nested underneath the built-in grills. So we have different variety of solutions for that. And yeah, definitely check us out online. We've got our catalog online. We have our catalog in person when we visit your home and are there doing the cleaning and you're looking in the catalog. We offer 10% off any product, and it's two-day delivery. Goes from there.
How do people find out how they can make an appointment? I know you've got a great website, and you've got a team ready to come out and take charge of the worst that a grill customer can throw at you. What's the best way to get a hold of you?
Just either call 245-7967 or go to TucsonGrillCleaning.com. Best way to communicate, quite frankly, is TucsonGrillCleaning@gmail.com. Funny enough, though, as you were mentioning, hey, how's the business going and that sort of thing, we actually, on the way over here, had two bookings, and one was from our Uber driver, and he was actually Googling, shouldn't have been, on the way over, and saw how easy it was to go online and just book.
It's like schedule two clicks. Right online, right.
You schedule online. That is like a huge aspect of our business, and people are like, I don't need to talk to you, I see what you do. Here's the day I'm available. Here's when I want you to come out.
And it is a deep clean. I mean, I always love. I know where you guys are because you've got this great truck and this trailer, and you put up your sign, and you're there for, you know, you're not coming over here with a thing of Windex and a roll of paper towels, and you're out in 20 minutes. I mean, this is a deep cleaning. Remove the components from the grill. Like, I've got a big 42-inch alfresco. Yep. There's a lot of stuff in there.
And actually, good taste. It's a beautiful piece of equipment you have. Your appliance is wonderful.
Thank you.
But you don't have to have that. We do built-ins, we do standalones, that sort of thing. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, we constantly upgrade to give our customers the best product possible. And just recently we purchased out of Tennessee kind of the gold standard, if you will, in this industry. I believe there is an industry. And it has a custom tub in a custom trailer. And kind of our secret sauce, if you will, I'll let just your listeners know.
Yeah, just between
only
us.
Only your listeners know, is the temperatures that we're able to actually get the hot water environmentally sound solution that has the innards that you were just speaking of. The grill grates, the flavorizers, the burners, anything that is inside that grill we can possibly take out and make better. It goes through this kind of bath, if you will.
Right.
And while that's being processed, we take care of the shell. We do a scrape, a scrub, a vacuum, that sort of thing.
The whole thing.
Two-step process, including NanoShine out of Germany. Looks gorgeous once it's done.
Check it all
and
out. You could
better working condition you've ever had in your life.
And you can see photos at TucsonGrillCleaning.com. Anyway, Ron, don't go anyway because we've got some whiskey to drink.
Can't wait.
And I was thinking about teasing our next segment, but I want you to wait and see who's coming up next. A quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're diving into some beautiful whiskey here on our live broadcast from the Arizona Bacon Fest. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, and I have some fun new ways for you to get happy this summer at one of the hot spots on Tucson's culinary and cocktail scene, Commoner & Co. Enjoy special happy hour prices on delectable dishes, craft brews, premium wines, and signature cocktails every Monday through Saturday from the moment they open their doors until 6 p.m. And every Monday, from open to close, each bottle of wine on the Commoner & Co. menu will be half off the regular price. Half off! Is there a better way to get your week started? Keep cool and get your happy on this summer at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cole. I'll see you there.
Hey, fellow foodies, it's a brand new year, and I'm throwing down a challenge.
The time has come for each and every one of you to do what I did years ago and liberate your pantries once and for all from those old jugs of oil and vinegar that you got from the big box grocery store. I'm Matt Russell, and I say enough is enough. It's time to make a fresh start for your family's health and choose only the freshest extra virgin olive oil and specially aged balsamic vinegars that can only be found at Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. Take it from the palate of a pro. Tom Alfonso is one of only a handful of certified olive oil tasters in the country, and his highly trained staff is ready to show you what you've been missing by pouring you some free samples today. Enjoy single varietal, fused, and infused olive oils, along with suggestions for pairing them with the perfect balsamic vinegars. Stop in today at one of their two convenient locations, on the southeast corner of River and Campbell in St. Phillips Plaza, and on the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee in Plaza Escondida. Or check them out online at alfonsooliveoil.com. On behalf of Tom and Nancy Alfonso, here's to your health and happiness all year long.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
Yes, and welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour here at the Arizona Bacon Fest. We've got pork in surround sound on the driving range at the Randolph Golf Course here with my celebrity co-host from Tucson Grill Cleaning, Ron Beaton is back.
Oh, it's great to be here.
Ron, you've shown remarkable restraint because here our next guest has brought something that the two of us hold in high regard. Indeed, it's one of the things to which we pledge allegiance on a, fortunately or unfortunately, a daily basis.
Uh-huh.
We're talking about Whiskey Del Bac,
made
by the very crafted and gifted and credentialed hands of the Hamilton Distillers team, and here representing Hamilton Distillers in all of her grandeur, the operations director and the brand ambassador, Dale Riggins!
Oh, my God, thank you, Dale, for existing.
How you doing, Dale?
I am so good. It's great to be back on your show,
Matt. It's nice to have you back, and I got to tell you, I mean, is the celebration still happening now that you are officially a sommelier?
Oh, God.
Oh.
It was a great experience to have happen, and I'm glad that it's done.
Okay. Now, I understand in sort of the spectrum of Psalms, there are certain levels. So now, at what level are you on this spectrum here?
So I'm a level two.
That's a
certified sommelier. It goes all the way up to four. There's 228. Master sommeliers that have their level four in the world. So I don't know if I'll ever get to that point.
But is three in your future?
Three is probably in the future.
Nancy and I were out at the PY Steakhouse a couple nights ago for the Camus Wine Dinner.
Oh, great.
And we ran into Eric Harding. And Eric is
wonderful.
One of your comrades now because he just got his level two, right?
Yes, we passed it together,
Right on.
So we're very excited about it.
We're, Tucson wine drinkers, Ron Beaton, are in very good hands.
Absolutely. And actually, I wanted to ask, if I may, is there a sommelier of types for whiskey?
There are a variety of designations that you can obtain for spirits. Sort of the most regarded at this point would be your bar certification, and that's through the Bar Smarts program that's put on by David Wondrick and Dale DeGroff and a few other gentlemen. However, there's not something that's quite as steeped in history as I don't want to say respected because it definitely is respected at this point, but we're getting there. We're getting there with those programs.
It's a great question because, when you think about doing the psalm thing, you do a lot of spitting. I mean, let's be honest, right? it would be a disservice to spit when you're drinking premium whiskey, Dale.
It's Regis. True.
I mean, that's
I agree.
Don't spit the Del Bac.
Don't spit the Del Bac. That's what we always say.
How are things going at Hamilton Distillers? We had Ramon on the show a few months ago.
That's great.
Getting us caught up on what's going on, but what's going on these
It's, everything is wonderful. We're cranking away. We have, there's five of us strong on the team that are in the distillery every day. And one of the really exciting things about Hamilton Distillers that a lot of people don't know is we're one of about 20 distilleries in the entire world that do 100% of our own malting process underneath our own roof. And we can talk about malting in a second because I know that's a little bit of a mystery for some folks.
Sure.
But
for some.
Because of that, it's not necessarily the most cost-effective way, I guess I'll put it, for a lot of people to get their product made. However, it's really paid off for us in the past few years because we really have that control from grain to glass, and we are able to put forth that quality by doing that entire process ourselves.
So you're actually doing the malting right there in-house?
We are,
I didn't even know that.
You see, I know. It's sort of a mystery. People don't realize that, but it's something that we're very excited about, and it's just as much of a process as the actual distillation is. So.
And you could sort of cut corners, right? I mean, you could say, I'm going to source my barley, but I want to buy it malted because I'm too busy to do anything else.
Exactly.
But for Stephen Paul, that's not good enough.
Not for Stephen Paul,
If he's going to be doing something like Whiskey Doll Buck, he's doing his own malting.
He's doing his own malting, that's for sure. And we're very excited that we're sourcing the majority of our barley from Marana, from a farm called BKW Farms.
Right.
They're just great, and they're growing several different test plots of barley for us, and we've been working with them a lot. One of the things that's really difficult in the state of Arizona is that barley has historically been grown here for feed, so the protein content is very high.
Yep.
When you're distilling, you want very high starch content. So we've been working with them a lot to get a perfect barley that's good for us, but we do still source a tiny amount from southern Colorado. Hopefully in the next few years we'll be 100% Arizona barley.
Oh, I absolutely love it. What a beautiful part of the story. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit after our next commercial break about a special edition, limited edition release that you have coming up next week. And we're going to have all this information out there for any of our fellow foodies who want to get to know Dale and Steven and come out and see this historic moment happen at the distillery. But I've been hearing a lot about cask strength these days in the world of whiskey. More cask strength products coming out. You guys are kind of getting into the cask strength business yourself. Talk to us about what that means.
We are. So it's very, very exciting for us. And actually, we've been enchanted with the way the product has turned out. But what cask strength essentially is, it's the strength that the liquid is in the cask at, or the barrel. So your distillate will be usually barreled around 120 proof. So when it comes out of the barrel, it's still around 120 proof. So we, instead of bringing that proof down to around 80 or 90, which is where most whiskeys lie, we will actually leave that at cask strength. So it's higher proof. It's more booze. But sort of the enchanting thing about that is the fact that you can take that proof to wherever you personally like it. Everyone's palate's completely subjective. So on the rocks, a splash of water, you can take that whiskey to where you appreciate the flavors most at that proof.
And now that sounds like it has the Ron Beaton seal of approval.
What do you think, Ron?
Because he's a cask strength guy through and through.
There you go. There you go.
If I may, and I, you know, Dale and I talked a little bit about before the show, and Matt and I as well, about how we were actually asking to be on the show with her and folks from Whiskey Doll Buck because we're such huge fans. Not the company necessarily, yours truly, but a year ago, almost 1 year ago, my first anniversary is coming up, we had Whiskey Doll Buck featured at our tables at the wedding for our guests. And that's not because it was a quaint, you know, Tucson thing. That was nice, but it's because it's a quality product. You know, I could mention all the little whiskeys that I like by name. No need for it. Whiskey Doll Buck, absolutely the best we've had.
Oh, thank you.
I think my invitation got lost in the mail.
anyway. Oh, we're talking about that too.
Dale, don't go anywhere.
Dale, you're on the hook.
We're talking about a great event that's coming up next Friday. And if fellow foodies, if you have plans for next Friday night, cancel them because Dale wants to invite you to something that you're going to be talking about for years and years to come. But you got to wait until the other side of this commercial break to learn about it. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Yeah. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Why such a loud slurp, my friend?
Well, I read on a recent article on TucsonFoodie.com 8 spots for Japanese ramen in Tucson that is customary.
What? No way.
Way. Not only that, but I found a great Tucson Foodie article about some of the best Tucson hotspots for happy hour, a guide to the growing number of restaurants in downtown Tucson, a roundup of killer spots for burgers, and a number of new restaurants to check out. Tucson Foodie also just won a Best of Award from the Tucson Weekly's 2014 competition.
That's insane.
What? That they won an award?
No, that slurping ramen is customary. I'm going to have to check out Tucson Foodie to see for myself. Where can I find it?
They're all over. Check them out on the web at TucsonFoodie.com, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, and Tumblr. They also have a great weekly email newsletter, which you can sign up for at TucsonFoodie.com. Just look for the bright red logo.
I'm on it.
Great. Now, excuse me, I have a bowl of ramen to finish.
Hi, it's Matt Russell, and I know you're hungry because you're listening to this show, so it must be time to treat yourself to Tino's. Tino's Pizza, that is. Family-owned and operated for more than 30 years, Tino's serves up hand-tossed pizzas from scratch every single day, along with salads, wings, and oven-toasted sandwiches that will satisfy any appetite. And Tino's lineup of craft beers and premium wines will pair perfectly with any of their pizzas, like my favorite, the Dimitri Special. Pizza is a family affair, and Tino's invites you and yours to come in and experience the difference that local makes in a setting that's just right for any occasion. Isn't it time for Tino's? Tino's Pizza, open daily at 6610 East Tancaverde Road, just across the street from Trail Dust Town. And don't forget to download some money-saving coupons at tinospizza.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back, fellow foodies and fellow whiskey enthusiasts. Yes, you've come to the right place. You're hearing us live from the Arizona Bacon Fest on the driving range at Randolph Golf Course. Could be the very first time that a premium single malt has ever been served on the driving range of Randolph Golf Course. And we have Dale Riggins from Hamilton Distillers to thank. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Our celebrity co-host is back with us as well, who hasn't gotten too far from that bottle, from Tucson Grill Cleaning, Ron Beaton. About ready to drink some whiskey, brother.
It's mine. It's all mine, Matt. Get your filthy hands off it.
So we're talking to Dale about cask strength whiskey, and you actually have brought for us to try an example,
a manifestation
of what cask strength means to the Hamilton team, and talk a little bit about an event that's coming out. So let's talk about the event first.
Okay, that sounds great. So this bottle that I've brought a sample for all of you here, this is our El Jefe cask strength classic whiskey, and this is actually sort of a philanthropic venture that we're doing for protectourjaguars.org. We're raising awareness about jaguar populations or jaguar, El Jefe, who's the male jaguar that's been spotted roaming in the Santa Rita Mountains.
That's right.
And so we're doing a little bit of a fundraiser. Proceeds of these bottle sales at the distillery will go to protectourjaguars.org and to awareness about their habitat.
Wonderful
so,
work.
Very exciting. And our release event is going to be on this Friday, the 23rd, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's called La Noche del Tigre, and we have about 15 spots left. So it's no fee to actually...
14.
13. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've already got two.
Exactly. Actually, that's true. We have 13 spots
left. There are 13
seats left. So the way that you are able to get yourself a spot, there's no entrance fee, but you need to call up the distillery directly at 520-628-9244.
Okay.
And first come, first serve. Over the weekend, we're just going to be taking voicemails, so we are going to be filling up pretty quickly.
So 628-9244 to get on the list on Friday the 23rd from 5:30 to 8:30, this whiskey release party.
Whiskey release
no
party.
Cost to get in, but you can experience the distillery. It's like whiskey and surround sound.
Yes.
Get the story. Learn about the group that you're working with.
Yes, exactly.
And actually, will you be able to purchase one of the very few bottles that you even made?
One of the very few bottles. They are only going to be available at the distillery that evening, and we do have a limited number of them. So, again, first come, first serve. We want to be as fair as we can to everybody, but we wanted to make this very special. This is the first 30-gallon barrel that we've ever bottled.
Oh, so exciting.
So it is very exciting.
Now, this is called the El Jefe.
El Jefe,
which
yes.
is, well, I think, which is Spanish for the boss.
It is.
Now the Steven just sounded too weird to put on a label? Anyway, well, we've talked enough, Ron.
May
the time
I propose
has come.
A toast?
I would love
May
for
I?
You to propose
okay.
a toast.
Toast to all of the whiskey sommeliers to be yes. in Tucson and the world unite. Thank you very much, Whiskey Del Bac, for this opportunity
Absolutely
to taste the world. That's world exclusive. Let's see.
Thank you for having us.
Mm. Oh. Ron?
Oh, boy.
What are you, where do you
are you married?
He's taking a knee.
I think
married?
My boyfriend's
He's taking
listening.
A knee.
No, I'm teasing. I'm
kidding.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Let me say, from the first observation, on the fragrance, on the nose, it's something different. It's something distinct. So the cask strength is going to influence the fragrance, the bouquet of the whiskey.
Absolutely.
And this is just a gorgeous spirit here. And I was thinking, okay, it's just going to taste like a stronger version of the Delbach that we already know. And yes, there's that anchor Delbach spirit mm-hmm. to this whiskey, but the cask strength isn't just more is more about just
right.
more booze.
I expect
brings
to
a
be
whole
heavy.
Different flavor profile.
I really thought it was going to be like heavy and bitter. To be frank, but your brand,
right.
no, your brand. I think what makes you you and sets you apart from a lot of other folks is that the smoothness, you mm-hmm. know, and that's what a true whiskey sommelier wants to experience
well,
is great taste, but something that's not going to put them in the hospital.
That's true. We have a very, very talented team of distillers and people that are putting this together, making this in-house. One of the things that struck me first when I first tried this this exact bottle is it almost has sort of a brandy bouquet. It almost has a lot of floral, a lot of richness. And again, talking about the higher proof, that is what you encounter when you're at different proofs. Every time you go down a proof level, you find different flavors. There's different facets. So adding water, adding a cube or two is really what you should do with this so you can have the journey all the way down.
I'd like to do that.
It's what it's all about.
It
Open
is.
It up. So I'm not thinking that a cask strength whiskey like this is going to anchor a cocktail. You know, I mean, are you, now you're smiling and shaking your head, you know, Dale never says no to a great cocktail.
That's true.
I mean, I would drink this neat, but or like you say, with a little bit of ice.
Mm-hmm.
But it almost seems like you know, this might not work with a rusty nail.
You know, well, maybe. Yeah, I mean, if rusty nails are what you drink, but you know, actually, the higher proof does actually give a cocktail a lot of structure. So it sort of gives you the ability to play with several other more powerful ingredients, and it kind of gives you a really nice framework. So I would throw this in a cocktail.
Only because I'd like to consider myself a connoisseur. And I'd have to say there's really kind of a honey rose aspect that this is not just old boys in the bar playing poker, drinking whiskey. This is like a drink that I think can be enjoyed by folks from every realm.
I think
absolutely
so, too.
Absolutely delicious. Anyway, the number again, 628-9244. Put that on your calendar and call now, September the 23rd from 5:30 to 8:30 at Hamilton Distillers. You're going to get to meet Dale herself. Your little photo op might be nice. And get your hands on one of these bottles. Now, this has got to be a $100 bottle of booze, $125 bottle of booze.
We are actually only charging
$68. Anyway, Dale Riggins from Hamilton Distillers, thank you so much for making friends wherever you go. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Dale, we love you.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're talking bacon, boys, in this live broadcast. From the Arizona Bacon Fest. Stick around. We will be right back.
Hey there, fellow foodies. Matt Russell here. And I say that nothing makes a culinary and cocktail experience more legendary than a premium cigar. And Jerry's Cigars has everything for the Tucson cigar enthusiast. With more than 70,000 cigars in stock, Jerry's has a cigar for every taste and size, including rare and hard-to-find cigars, alongside an impressive showcase of lighters and cutters, humidors, and other accessories. Swing by Jerry's for some sticks to go, or fire one up in the climate-controlled comfort of Jerry's Cigar Lounge. Jerry's Cigars, the official tobacconist of On the Menu Live. Come see him today at 4433 North 1st Avenue, just north of Wetmore Road. Or give them a call at 887-7778. That's 887-7778.
Hi there, buddy.
Hello.
Buddy here is a talking dog.
Even better, I'm a deal-sniffing dog.
Have you sniffed out any deals for us, buddy?
Oh, yes. I dug up great deals on restaurants, resorts, and entertainment all over Tucson, up to 90% off.
Wow, that is great.
I'm going to put them in daily emails.
How can I get on that mailing list, buddy?
Go to my website.
And what's that website address? What's the matter, buddy?
Well, I can't spell.
But you can talk.
Right.
Well, here it is, buddiesdeals.com. That's buddiesdeals.com.
Buddiesdeals.com.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live right around Andy Berlin. I see her walking around. She's one of the judges here for the Arizona Bacon Fest. She got a lot of hard work to do. Of course, she's the digital food reporter for the Arizona Daily Star. Behind This Is Tucson. Check out hashtag This Is Tucson wherever you go for the latest deals and all the kinds of things happening fun on the entertainment, on the food, on the music, on the cultural side of things. Check out everything that Andy does. And we're back here with our celebrity co-host from Tucson Grill Cleaning. Ron Beaton is back
with us.
Hello,
hello, hello.
Having a great time with this El Jefe cask strength 120.57 proof whiskey. Pinch me, Ron. I'm dreaming.
Oh, I absolutely love the show. This has been a fantastic experience for many reasons.
Well, I'll tell you
what. We've become sommeliers.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We saved the tuition. let me tell you, one of the reasons why this is such a fun show.
Well said.
One of the reasons why I love this hour of radio, not just because it's the most delicious hour on radio, it's because I get the privilege to meet some of the hardest working, spirit driven, creative, artistic chefs in the world. And I know that's a big thing to say, but I think our next guest is kind of a manifestation of what I mean by that, because he is all authentic, he's all spirit, he's all story. Mm-hmm. And when you go up to the Parish up there on Oracle Road and you get this Southern Fusion gastropub story, which exists at the center of the plate and down the glass, you think of one person and one person only, and he is the executive chef and the man who helped bring us the Parish, the Honorable Travis Peters.
Oh, Travis.
All right. All right. How you guys doing?
Good to have you here, brother.
Here you are.
A lot of kind words.
You know, preparing for the Arizona Bacon Fest. Now, you know your way around a pig, dude.
We know it. We know it.
How do you prepare for an event like this?
Just try to one-up yourself every year, basically, is what we do. We try to get real creative and just try to do things maybe somebody else isn't doing, or just copy Gary Hickey, maybe.
No, this guy's light years ahead of me. Don't even think.
But, yeah, I mean, you really have helped to define, I really do think, sort of what can be done with great pork dishes. The first dish I ever had at the Parish was this gorgeous double pork chop, adobo barbecue sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely loved it. But when you're thinking bacon is such a broad spectrum. It's not just frying up some strips.
Nope.
and representing a restaurant.
Nope.
What did you have in mind when you thought about what to make for an event like this?
Well, you know, this is, I think, our third one that we've done, and every time we try to just use bacon, everything that has to do with bacon, we try to use the fat, we try to use the belly,
and
in different ways instead of just crispy bacon. we braise the bacon, we roast it, we smoke it, we sear it. We just try to, you know, every year we try to use everything.
And if anybody has questions about what he means and the way he treats and loves and cares for the belly, you've got to go check out him, check you out on Facebook.
Yeah.
Check out the Parish on Facebook. If you're privileged enough to have him accept your request for friendship, you can see video of all of these masterpieces coming together.
Yeah.
But I don't think you've slept in like 3 or 4 days.
It's been a long week. Yes, it's been a really long week. But we're excited to be here, and we just, like I said, we just try to do our best to make everybody happy and crank it out for you. Mostly, we just wanted you to enjoy it.
Only for Matt.
Yeah, that's right. Well, yeah, Matt and Ron. So before you brought over some things for us to try. Before we actually taste this, get us caught up on Parish. What's happening at the restaurant these days?
You know, we're just cranking it out, getting ready for winter's coming. It's going to get real busy, and we're working on some new hot sauces that we're going to have tableside for everybody. We're working on some new menu items. And I guess I'll break it here, but we're working on some brunch.
Nice.
Oh, we're breaking our advertisers. Nice. We're breaking news right now. Now, I got to ask you this. I wrote a story about you in my Inside Tucson Business column about how you use Dr. Pepper in your marinades for beef and for other, you know, proteins. You actually teased us. You said, yeah, Dr. Pepper's like my second favorite soda. Yeah. My first favorite soda is Strawberry Fanta.
Yes.
And you actually said you're going to start experimenting with Strawberry Fanta in, like, salad dressings and dessert toppings. Have you
around,
advanced that level
of thinking? Yeah, we goofed around with a little bit. We made a Strawberry Fanta hot sauce. And
you know what, Ron?
Some dessert sauces.
That is vintage Travis Peters right there.
I love it.
A Strawberry Fanta hot sauce.
I'm not saying it's the best hot sauce in the world, but we went for it. And it was all right. We used it for some fried chicken.
Hot sauce sommelier somehow? Maybe we could do that too. Why not?
Ron's on the never-ending sommelier pursuit. He's going to be a whiskey sommelier.
Yeah.
He's going to be a pork sommelier.
Cheers.
Anyway, hours of operation at the Parish?
We are 11 a.m. till midnight. Our full menu goes till 10 p.m., and then we try to encourage the service industry to come out and have a late-night menu with us till midnight.
Right,
you know, on. So when they get out of work, they can have some munchies and
really cool.
Have some drinks and all that jazz.
Last time we did a broadcast from your restaurant, I had a chance to sample for the very first time your barbecue pig tails.
Yes.
Now, Travis Peter says, waste not, want not. Mm. Nothing gets thrown away in the parish kitchen. And now there's this video going around.
Correct,
I think from This Is Tucson.
Yes.
Talking about the barbecue pig tail experience.
Yes.
I mean, I think that thing has got like 5.9 million views
I think we're trending. We're trending. It was a blast. It was a really good time to do it. It was just something I'd never done before, and it was a really honor to be asked. I think This Is Tucson's really paying attention to the restaurant scene and trying to include a lot of the local chefs, and they're knocking on everybody's door, and I think they're going to make just beautiful videos for everybody.
Totally.
It was a really neat experience.
Love it.
And like we said,
honored to be part of it.
So. Not these little curly-cue things like you might expect a pigtail to look like. I mean, these closely resemble a rib.
Yeah.
And they're just gorgeous. Get a little fat there.
Yeah.
That beautiful sort of Carolina mustard sauce that you probably do in-house.
We do it all in-house. We cure it, smoke it, bake it, grill it.
Oh, my God.
Check out the parish and address of the restaurant. Make sure everybody knows exactly where you guys are.
We're on Oracle and Orangeville.
That's all we need to know.
Northwest corner.
So let's try what you've brought for us to sample. What do we got going on here, Chef?
Let's chow on down.
I don't know where my address is.
We have some bacon and peanut butter poppers.
Oh, sweet.
Dipped in sort of a mole chocolate sauce. The caramel sauce for it's made out of bacon fat and sugar.
Okay.
The white on top of that is candied bacon fat that we turned into.
Let me try.
To pick up a fork.
Yeah.
And I looked at you like that is some sort of a protocol violation.
Yeah. We don't.
All right. I'm going in on this.
If it doesn't come with a fork, don't give it a fork.
It's almost like salted caramel ice cream times 10. Like a really intense chocolate. If you love chocolate and you love salt and you love...
There's a lot going on.
Something significant.
That.
Yeah, like the
sweet salt.
Je ne sais quoi, i.e. pig. Why not? This is freaking great, brother.
Thank you. Yeah.
This is a snapshot.
I need a doggy bag
of what parish is all about.
Yes.
Right here.
Yeah.
How many of these are going to go out the door today?
Made 2,000, and we're having a hard time keeping up right now already. So
2,000 these. All right. So this is one of three things that you guys are serving. What else you got on the menu today?
So we made a braised. We did a pork belly, a curried pork belly slider with arugula, and then we also made a braised bacon. We made tamarind applesauce with that, and we were also using the pork fat caramel sauce, kind of a take on a caramel apple with bacon.
Oh my gosh.
Holy moly.
Things to do with bacon
literally.
That completely go outside of the spectrum
of
many people's understanding. Mm-hmm. And let me just say, Ron Beaton, what a lovely pairing it is with this whiskey up. I mean, did you know we were going to have this whiskey?
I did not, but I'm telling you right now, this whiskey goes good with everything.
Absolutely beautiful. Anyway, Travis Peters from the Parish Southern Fusion Gastropub. They're doing wild and crazy stuff with really spirit and service at the center of what they do. Now, you're a busy guy. You're a popular guy. And they're all wondering where the heck you are.
Oh, yeah.
So get back over there.
Or
you can hang out with us, because we're going to talk to one of your compadres.
All right.
How early do you open? I'll be there in the morning.
We will be open at 11 a.m.
I'm there.
Yes, sir.
Me and my wife. I'm serious.
All right.
We'll be there.
And he will
Cheers.
Be the last to leave. I'm just telling you.
That's whiskey sale. On the show.
Now, I'm going to put you on the spot, Travis.
All right.
Because I know our next guest is not a stranger to you. Why don't you introduce our next guest? Now, this is the Travis Peters Show. You're going to bring on our next celebrity chef.
Next, we have one of my favorite chefs in Tucson, Arizona.
Wow.
Gary Hickey! Killing it for all the Charo Steakhouse restaurants. And he's just one of the dudes that I look up to. And it's just a pleasure to do food with him.
Gary Hickey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Gary, much respect.
From Charo Steak. Now, have you had a chance to try some of Travis's Majesty?
I'm waiting. As you know, we have to try our own product, and I think I ate at least one metric ton of pork belly this morning.
Oh, man. Yeah, one thing I love
preparation.
One thing I love about Gary Hickey is, you know, to be a good chef, you know, you work the line like a madman. You know, you look pretty. You clean up good. And, you know, and Gary is firing on all cylinders there. But to be a really great chef, you got to know your way around the anatomy of an animal that you're going to be serving. Now, about a week ago, I was watching live on Facebook you taking the artistry of butchering pretty darn seriously. I mean,
absolutely.
You were working hard taking that thing apart.
It was. I actually woke up the next day sore, believe it or not. I mean, it's no joke. And it was an awesome learning experience. There's a kind of a coalition of chefs in town right now that are getting together and, you know, sharing each other's values and ideas and knowledge even more so than we were before. And I think that that's coming to the forefront. And, you know, with social media and outlets like that, we have the opportunity to share it with a broader fan base. So it's something that I was super passionate about. And as soon as Ben Forbes came to me and was like, hey, I have an opportunity to break down a whole animal. Are you in? I was like, why are we doing this now?
Now, so. Once you get in and you get sort of a peek behind the curtain, you know, when you're staring, you know, the muscle structure and the anatomy of that animal, was there anything that sort of surprised? What would be the biggest surprise to me, having never done that before?
The biggest surprise to me, just because I've never dealt with that part, is the hip bone and pulling that top round off of there and all that good stuff. And it gets technical, but it was very watching the animal, how it would grow and how stuff grows and why there's silver skin and why it protects that muscle and why the tenderloin's so flavorful and so tender. And it was just an awesome experience.
And I think that perspective really matters.
It does.
I mean, when you're the, you know, heading the culinary team at a restaurant like Charo Steak, you got to know beef better than anybody.
I mean, I had a really good teacher, so.
Okay. It takes a village. I get it, Gary.
I know.
I get it. anyway, how I asked Travis this question. How did you prepare? Like, you're going to have a couple thousand people here today.
Right.
And, you know, this is your first event since Charles Steak opened.
Yes.
Downtown. And remind, of course, all our listeners exactly where you are.
We're 188 East Broadway, the corner of 5th and Broadway. Right in downtown Tucson.
Just deconstructed. Is the word of the day when you're thinking about a steakhouse.
It.
Forget everything you know, Ron, sort of typical steakhouse experience. Charo Steak is like a reimagination of the spirit of what steakhouse should be.
Well, absolutely.
Here's the truth, too, and we know this. The Flores family are not going to hire schlub off the street, let's be real. And really, all of the tastings I've had, I've not had your steak yet, but all the tastings I've ever had from the family, nothing but incredible. When I have family out from Canada and Mexico, that's all we do. That's all we do. We go to Charo. So I cannot
wait. You got to come see me.
I cannot wait.
You got to get down there, man.
I will be there. I'll be there Sunday afternoon.
Oh,
so
perfect.
Sunday a.m.
Over at the parish.
Charles.
Yeah, you got to do it. It's just such a great vibe. So now when you're thinking about preparing to serve, you know, a couple thousand people and give people, you know, it has to be quick. It has to be hand, you know, sort of, you have to be able to hold it, you know, in your hands. Can't be this, you know, big entree. What's the process that you went through to think about exactly what you wanted to serve today?
Well, we started with one dish, and then just like Travis decided that we would do 3,000 of three dishes. So it just wasn't enough to contain one thing. We had, you know, obviously we had to touch on something that's true and dear to our heart and the Charo family, and that's the chimichanga. We had to do that. So we did kind of a take on that. We had to do our most popular dish at the steakhouse, is the pork belly mac and cheese. And then I had to finish you off.
I see it here. I've been like waiting.
I had to finish you off with something sweet. So we did a maple flan. We did a salted whipped cream, and then we did a bacon dust on there. It's a jalapeno bacon dust. So sweet, salty, spicy, all those notes just firing off in your mouth. You know, we brainstormed for about a week when we found out we were doing it. Ray, myself, and Carlota sat down, and we wanted to just give the best representation. Yep. We wanted to come out here and, you know, really honor the animal. We used different parts. We used, you know, we used the belly. We used a little bit of the cheek. We used, obviously, a lot of different parts of it to get to
and
this.
And just like Travis said, you know, waste not, want not.
Right.
Exactly.
There's far too many parts of an animal that end up going somewhere else, you know, even in scrapple, I'll do that. But use all the parts of the belly that you, of the pig that you can, of the beef that you can.
But particularly use those chimichangas in my gut. When are
What a great
segue. Come on.
Okay, so the flan we're going to save for last.
Save that for last.
Where are we going first?
Let's start with the appetizer.
Yeah, you have to.
So we did a mesquite grilled chicken,
all right.
Wilcox apples and jalapenos, and then we wrapped that in a chimmy and then a little applewood smoked
so cool.
bacon.
Okay.
A little agave nectar dripping off of there.
There literally is agave nectar
there
dripping.
There really is. There's like a juicy little concoction.
Okay. So, you know,
hang on a minute.
Talk about the flavors in this, because these are just working beautifully.
So a little bit of spice, that agave just kind of opens up the palate, a little bit of floral, a little bit of honey, crispiness of the bacon, please.
You know what, a question I asked earlier, are you married?
Why not? I mean, come on.
I mean, wow. Hey. I mean, food is at the heart of what we
Thank
do.
You. Shit. Oh, my God. Wonderful.
Good stuff. This looks like it's a lot of work, though, Gary.
It is. But you guys are worth it. Like Travis said.
It's photogenic and all that. This is fantastic.
Okay,
man.
So this is exactly.
I'm gonna double dip, okay?
Yeah.
This is what you mean by, you know, customers have their expectations.
Yes.
Right? And it's easy to come to an event like this and cut a lot of corners. Mm-hmm. Not 2,000 people, we're gonna give them some great chips and salsa. Yeah. But that's great, because chips and salsa are at the heart of what we
butter.
Do. It's your bread and butter.
Right.
But the time and effort that it takes to put mm-hmm. something like this together, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
My hats off to you.
This is real.
We're going to go into the pork belly mac and cheese, right?
Please.
Right,
I think you've actually had this before, so this will be a treat for you.
Does that mean I can't have any more?
Well, maybe just a bite.
No.
So we did our green chili mac and cheese. We do our three cheese nacho sauce. No preservatives, all natural. We have a nitrate-free pork belly. We braise
that. What does that mean?
So there's a lot of stuff that we base Charo's steak around, and that's eating healthy, not putting the stuff inside you that would make you unhealthy. So a lot of all natural, no hormones, no nitrates. This pork is called the Duroc pork.
Oh,
it's actually naturally raised. It has a complete soybean diet its entire life. They're actually really, really cool pigs. The hogs are red. So it's called Redder is Better, kind of this movement. And they're just a phenomenal product.
Again, different textures.
Yes.
Instead of the flavors. You got the crispy outer edge of that pork belly, the sort of the beautiful, tender, fatty inside, which is what we're going for. The pasta is perfectly, you got a little bit of a chew on that pasta. So there's a lot going on here. But this is like comfort food redefined.
That prickly pear barbecue sauce is
It's the real deal.
Very ridiculous.
All right, well, the time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to get a shot at winning a gift card. And since we're not broadcasting from a restaurant today, I'm going to just dig into my treasure chest and find a restaurant gift card to give to one of our listeners. What would be a fun question to ask our listeners today? Any thoughts? Any ideas? Anything fun? Anything spontaneous?
How many bites
does it take? Let's go back to Hamilton Distillers.
No.
So Dale Riggins was here, and she talked about a whiskey that is going to be released on Friday, on the 23rd, at 5:30 at Hamilton Distillers. It's a limited release bottle, only 105, I think, of them ever made. And it has a name. It has a brand name. It's Whiskey Del Bac, of course, but what is this particular whiskey called? Now, you're not eligible, Ron. Stop. You were here.
I know.
If you think you know the answer to the question, send us an email right now, onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. First person in with the right answer is going to gift card for one of Tucson's great restaurants. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come right back. We'll finish it up with Gary Hickey, and then we've got a guy in town who we are privileged to be welcoming, representing the great Stillhouse Spirits Company. He's going to be on our show right after the break. You're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQ. QTH. Stick around. I'll be right back.
The Tucson Originals Restaurants is a dynamic group of independently owned, fine dining, casual, and neighborhood restaurants. Since 1999, Tucson Originals Restaurants have been working together to preserve and promote the unique culinary spirit of Tucson. This alliance has helped many of Tucson's signature restaurants thrive and become icons in the Tucson dining scene. Tucson Originals provides support to member restaurants to ensure locally owned restaurants continue to offer wonderful and diverse dining experiences right here in Tucson. Tucson Originals connects Tucsonans with the local food community in interesting and interactive ways, including fundraising for local charities and food demonstrations at local events. Check out their website at TucsonOriginals.com for the latest in local dining action and amazing dining deals throughout the year. And follow them on Facebook and Twitter at Tucson Originals. Whether you're a local restaurant owner or just love good food, check out Tucson Originals restaurants and be a part of something delicious.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of another happy hour here, live from the Arizona Bacon Fest on the driving range of Randolph Golf Course. Come on in. The party is just getting underway. We're here with our celebrity co-host from Tucson Grill Cleaning, Ron Beaton.
Well, hello, everyone.
Is back. And, of course, Executive Chef Gary Hickey from Charo Steak.
Thank you, Matt Russell.
Making a lot of friends with pork, dude.
Oh, my God.
Am I?
Best friends.
Let's give one your last dish here a try.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this is going to be a maple flan. It's going to have a salted whipped cream and then a jalapeno bacon dust.
Of course it does.
Why wouldn't it?
Oh.
You're serving all these today.
All three, yes.
Okay.
Well,
I tell you what mm-hmm. you guys keep doing exactly what you're doing. Visit Charo Steak. Go down and say hi to Chef Gary Hickey. He's absolutely one of the best at what he does. Thanks, he's a very good friend. He's a brother of mine. I love you, Gary. Thanks for everything.
Love you too, Matt.
Now, Gary called me today, and he said, we have a guy in town who, you know, and this is like a big deal for us. Because, Ron, we were broadcasting last week from a place called the Stillhouse Grill and Bar, where they take their moonshine very seriously.
We
spoke with Kaylee McMorn. She's the moonshine maven and general manager of Stillhouse. Anyway, so Gary says, do you know that Brad Geter's going to be in Tucson today? And I said, wait a minute, what? Yeah, Brad Geter, vice president of the Stillhouse Spirits Company, is actually in Tucson, and he's a part of this event, and he's actually part of the group that's making this event possible. And Gary said, we got to have him on the show. I said,
I recognize.
We have to have him on the show. Of course, we're going to sweep the calendar and bring him on.
As soon as I was over here, and hey, how's it going? He sees this gentleman from Stillhouse. He bolts away from me.
Yeah, he normally travels with his own entourage.
I'm serious.
But here he is, the vice president of Stillhouse Spirits Company, our good friend Brad Geter.
All right, Brad, thank you.
Then somebody will move that wire there for you. Okay, great. So moonshine is big business these days, dude.
It is big business. It's a great business and a fun business.
And so tell us a little about Stillhouse. What's the story behind that brand?
Stillhouse, it's 100% clear corn whiskey. Moonshine, by definition, is unaged, never hits a barrel. So that's why it has a moonshine name. But we are making great whiskey. And the interesting thing is there's a lot of moonshines over the last few years.
Right.
And some of these mason jar brands have done amazing jobs with them. But what we're making, what I say is we're making Stillhouse moonshine whiskey. Because it's 100% clear corn whiskey. Mm. And some of the other ones out there may be grain neutral spirit, so they're really a vodka.
GNS, yeah.
So a little bit different than what we're doing.
Glad you're saying that.
We were actually educated on that a little earlier tonight.
Sure.
And by the way, are you married?
And is there a moonshine sommelier?
Can we be moonshine sommeliers?
So, you know, what I think that you've done that's really fascinating is you've taken the anchor experience of a moonshine. You say 100% corn, but you're really bringing some other flavors into the experience. So you're getting that expectation of the corn whiskey that we all know and love,
right.
But you're making an approach to so many different personalities and palates.
Exactly. It's amazing. It's, you know, our we always have to have a base, which is 80 proof, and our flavors are 69 proof, and they're clear. So clear means mixability. It means approachability. We believe a big part of our audience will be female audience that wants to transition over from vodka and wants to get into the whiskey business, but the dark whiskey sometimes holds them back.
Right, right.
So this is a nice step up into the whiskey category, and everything's mixable.
Yeah,
very
we're using
easy
these in restaurants.
We're looking at the
so you're using this.
We have them at all of our brands.
At all your brands.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
great.
And they're just going over like gangbusters.
I would imagine. I mean, I think it fits at Charles Steak, El Charles Cervezas. I think it really has a great
perfect.
Place there.
No, and the packaging. I mean, everything down. The whole thing.
Like, that's impressive.
Yeah, these pictures are all going to be up on our Facebook page and our Instagram gallery. But is business good here in Southern Arizona?
It's amazing. We were here a few weeks ago, and that's where I met Gary and everybody else. And since then, this brand is really just starting. We've only been in business since June here.
Whoa.
So it's,
So we
just kicked off. We're actually, our brands that we have here today are from Louisville, Kentucky, but we have a high class problem. We sold out of our production in about 3 weeks, and they couldn't make enough for us. They could only make 200 cases a day, which wasn't going to be a sustainable brand. So we took all of our packaging now. We're making everything in Columbia.
So they got a hold of me. That's what happened,
right? That's right.
So we moved everything into our new facility in Columbia, Tennessee.
Oh,
so
right on.
The goods that come into Arizona next time Southern orders will be from Columbia, Tennessee.
Now, let me ask you this. You've got a whole portfolio of moonshines here. Is there one that really stands out as the top seller?
And should we try it?
You know, that's a great question. They all have the great qualities about them, but the two that really are wow factors are our mint chip and our coconut.
Oh,
and nobody's ever
that.
Done them.
Mint chip. What's the other one?
Coconut. And very simple serve. Whether it's mint chip on the rocks, coconut with pineapple juice.
I'd like to actually try, if you don't mind.
This is the mint chip right here?
It's the apple.
Oh, this is the apple.
That's the, I'll do both.
This is the
I'll
apple
be
crisp. The apple crisp to go with the maple flan.
Oh,
perfect.
You know what,
am I right?
There's not. Yeah, you're 100% right.
Oh.
Let me try. Hold on.
That's the
that
apple?
That is like a bite into fall.
Yeah.
That is a snap of the fall season, Gary.
It's like watching the mountains with a little bit of dust.
It makes me feel better about the 99 degrees that we're experiencing right now.
Exactly.
I feel like it's
not that bad.
We're very proud of our whiskeys that we're making.
How do I hide this in my bag on the 69 golf course?
Proof.
That's what I want.
Well, we're going to come out with 375s in March, so it'll be replicas again.
No kidding.
Yeah. They fit perfectly in your back pocket.
Give the people what they want.
You know, the good thing in like festivals like this, we say where glass can't go. So festivals, football games, boating, everywhere where you can't take glass,
you can take
Stillhouse whiskey.
That is beautiful.
And what's the size of the?
That's a 750 right there.
And what do you call that? What's the vessel?
That is a 100% stainless steel vessel.
Stainless steel vessel.
Yeah, that's the only way we can do it.
750 milliliters, just
like
any other bottle of booze.
Yep.
Okay. And where how can people find a little bit more about you online?
Give me a little more of that for my wife.
Stillhouse.com.
That's it. That is it.
And we have a great website. We have a great media department. And we have all our handles, Stillhouse USA, for our Instagrams and Facebook and everything else.
And again, this is a great spirit that you can enjoy neat like we're doing now. Sure. Or just play around, have fun with some cocktails.
And actually a gorgeous little aperitif, you know, a little something after.
Just to get, yeah, exactly.
That's something for everybody.
Steak from
Charo. You know what? I think,
come on down.
When I have a cigar, what's a great moonshine to have with a cigar?
Well,
Brad,
we think apple crisp whiskey with your cigar would be amazing. And you could even dip the ends of your cigar right in it.
Somebody's done that before.
Yes. Brad Gainer from the Stillhouse Spirits Company. Thank you so much for everything you guys do. Enjoy the rest of your stay here in Southern Arizona.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
And Gary Hickey from Charo Steak.
Always a pleasure.
You know, you got a line at your booth. Go back and give the people what they want.
Love it.
Tucson Grill Cleaning, Ron Beaton. The hour goes by fast when you're having fun.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you so much for everything you do. Again, TucsonGrillCleaning.com to find out more information and to make an appointment today to get your grill clean. Well, anyway, if you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, OnTheMenuLive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Ron Beaton reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it's On The Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. We'll see you next Saturday.